A state assembly proposal would lower the legal drinking age to 19 for Wisconsin residents enlisted in the armed services. Burnett County Republican sponsor Mark Pettis says the state should acknowledge that soldiers are adults. He says current law is inconsistent.
We're sending people, young men and women, overseas, and we trust them. We trust them with weapons of mass destruction. We trust them to defend our country, but we don't allow them to have a Miller Lite.
Pettis says a 19-year-old in the military is generally more responsible than teenagers who get regular jobs or go to school. But Major Dan Lonsdorf of the Wisconsin State Police says while the proposal sounds good, it would come with a cost. He says already there are people being killed regularly in drunk driving accidents.
We know that on average today, one or two people are going to die on our highways. We work to try and stop that. And we know that you add more mix to the number of people that can potentially drive drunk, more people will die.
Furthermore, the lower drinking age would cost Wisconsin more than $50 million a year in federal highway funds, although its sponsors say they won't move the proposal forward without federal approval. Wisconsin changed its drinking age from 19 to 21 almost two decades ago when it was forced to by federal law. It was one of a few holdout states that waited until the last minute to make the change. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.